It's not about impressing Paula or Randy or Simon or Steve Tyler. It's not about impressing the news media. It's not about impressing your political good fellows. It's not about being in the headlines. It's humbling yourself to this person who so often goes unnoticed and lifting them up and giving them the attention and affirmation and letting them feel that love. Because if nobody else sees, God sees. Now, I know some guys, you know, you hear scriptures like this. Whoever receives one of these little children in my name receives me. I know a lot of guys, when you read a scripture like that, you're like, okay, this is a chick's sermon, you know. This is for moms, you know. Jesus with the little children, you know, how cute. Yeah, you know. What time the Steelers come on, you know? Jets. What did you say? Mark! It's a chick sermon. Yeah, Jesus loves the little children. Da 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 blah da blah da blah. And many guys today I know are thinking about a bunch of other guys who are going to be on TV later on trying to achieve greatness by getting a Super Bowl ring. That'll prove it. I am somebody. Did you see my name in the paper? Did you see the catch I made on TV? I got the ring to prove it. I got the salary to prove it. I got the car. I got the wheels. I got the bling. I got the, you know, fill in the blank. And I love football. Don't get me wrong, man. I love a good game, man. But I hope by the end of this teaching today that you will see that the rewards that that offers cannot even scratch the surface, cannot compare to what Christ offers us in the kingdom of God. There is absolutely no comparison. It pales next to the rewards that Christ wants you to have from Him. Amen? Yeah. All right then. We on the same page? Let me ask you a question. Why do you think He chose a little child to demonstrate it, to make His point? Lemar? Innocence? He says, whoever receives a little child. Why didn't He just grab Peter? Whoever receives a guy like this, you know, smells like fish, got the beard, you know, he hasn't shaved well. Joe? Yeah, yeah. No stature. No standing, you know. I know we got some theologians in here. What do you think? Why do you choose innocence? Because they're not great in the eyes of the world? I know you guys think deep thoughts in the back. I know you talk, well, not all the time. Yeah. What do you guys think? Why did he choose a child? Why did he choose somebody's little brother or little sister? I can imagine the other brother or sister going, he always gets picked. Yeah, Jesus, but if you saw what he did yesterday. Wow. Yeah. Amen. Darlene. They trust fast. Yeah. Yeah. Holly. Because they're little. You guys know about that. Ian. There's such a beauty in the simplicity of their thought processes. Yeah, amen. They don't get all whacked out on us. Wow. Excellent answers. All of the above. All of these things. Let me add this. First of all, a child can't give you anything in return for your affection and attention. They're broke. Ain't got, well, maybe they got 50 cents, you know. for a few minutes. They can't give, there is nothing you can gain by showing that child attention. They're not going to give you any money as a result. You're not going to earn their financial blessing. You can't get famous spending time with this little kid. You can't make a name for yourself. You can't achieve your business plan. You can't expand your network and your influence and your power and your empire. You cannot build an empire getting down on your knees and loving on a little kid. There's nothing in exchange. It's all grace. You give it. It's a one-sided, unilateral thing. You give it and they receive it. There's nothing to be gained in return. Now, you can see the response on their face to the love and attention you give them. You can hear them giggle and laugh and carry on. You can see them jump up and down and roll around on the floor and run back and forth. And it'll bless your socks off. But there's nothing selfish you can gain. You can't further your empire by blessing a little kid. All you get in return is to see them get blessed. Now, in the big picture, that's in the immediate picture. In the big picture, you do that a lot. Hear this. This is what is ripping the foundation out of our culture and our society today. In the big picture, you influence that kid powerfully. You have no idea how much power there is in the simple act of affection of taking a little kid up in your arms and just loving on him and listening to him and probing to draw him out and find out what's on his heart and what is making him joyful, what he's interested in, and just spending some time. The most precious commodity on the planet. Graham Cook says, somebody can steal your money, you can get more money, but whatever time you lose is gone. You get so much and it's over. When you give your time to a little child, you have given them something priceless that cannot be gotten back. And Jesus says, when you do that for them, you do it for me. And in the big picture, you see that love. You pay attention to them. You see it start to shape them. You see it start to change them. You love on a kid. He'll grow up into something that is beautiful and strong and healthy and stable and fruitful and joyful and functional and alive. When you love on a kid just because for no reason other than to love on them, it infuses life into their soul and spirit, and it builds the kingdom of God inside of them, particularly those who believe. Man. And you change them into someone who carries forth the image of God into the world because you have infused that image into them by demonstrating that love to them. That's power. That's incredible. And this is so important to God. It's so important to the Lord. He identifies himself with that little child, whoever it may be. He says, when you receive them, you are receiving him, me, yes. Especially in terms of your reward in the kingdom. What you do for them, you do for him. Whoever gives whoever honors a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. You honor this little child in the name of Jesus Christ, you will receive that reward from him. He sees, he knows, he remembers. And he is faithful and will reward it. Not even with some temporal reward that fades away. You know, you can get a Super Bowl ring. That thing will eventually corrode and turn to dust. And long before that, you'll have to leave it behind anyway. There are no Super Bowl rings in heaven. I'm serious. There comes a day when you leave it behind forever. And even if you could take it with you, it wouldn't mean anything. It'd be worthless. They would grind that up and throw it in the road to add to the pavement. The rewards that come from Christ last forever and forever and forever and forever. And they mean something forever and forever and forever. A million years from now, the reward you receive from Christ will still thrill your heart. It'll still put a smile on your face. It'll still put a dance in your step. It'll still fill your soul with joy and glory. Because His rewards are full of the glory of God. This light affliction works in us a greater weight of glory. I want Him to just take the front end lifter, the front end loader, and just dump that weight of glory on this brother on that day. Praise God.